Okay, we're back in session. And number five, I have a letter from Jack McGoy requesting that we, he has given us his appointment, and we need to accept it into the county minutes of Regina Blevins as the auditor for the next 2 years. And this is one I can't let die for lack of a motion. We got to make a motion, somebody.
And y'all help her as much as you possibly can.
I'll make a motion, we approve the appointment of a new, of a new county auditor by the district judge.
Naming Regina Blevins as the auditor.
Well, I already forgot her name, so Regina Blevins.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion? No choice, agree. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Abstain.
One abstention, okay. Next, contract between us and Tyler Technology. Let me say something here.
Good.
I got on the phone last week, called Court Technologies, talked to David Slayton. And I was aggravating him about the statement he had made to me that they would provide funding for our computers, whatever. And he says, yeah, you know as well as I do that the legislature didn't follow through and give us the funding we was asking for. I said, yeah, I know it. I was just going on what you told me and asked him a little bit about it. And he said, I've got a little discretionary fund. How much do you need for your computer? And I said, well, we figured it up at $1,600. And he said, if things work, I'll send you a check. Don't know whether it'll work or not. We'll see.
Is that
his agreement is for the software, is that?
Huh?
This agreement here is for the software, though?
Yes, for the software. And there will probably be and some extra payments from the county for me to be able to be, or for Wendy and I to be able to be on that software. I don't know what or how, but there'll probably be some more.
Okay, you're probably going to need to know an estimate so that she can plug in your computer line, kind of like we do with Kenny's Indigent Healthcare and his software that he has for his programs, so that can go on your computer line.
Okay. Okay. This is their credit card payment processing agreement that we have to approve.
When is he going to know if he's going to have enough money in his slush fund to give you some money for your computer?
I don't know, and I'm just telling you that there's a possibility.
And the thing
it's
about
not
is,
going
John,
to matter.
You're going to have to buy it first, and then it can just go back into the general fund revenue.
No.
And if we don't get it, we just don't get it. I'm just telling you, he's going to try to.
On number six here, this regarding e-filing, this is for...
We have to have a agreement set up with them on e-filing for a payment system, and that's to take credit cards to pay for the e-filing, and it goes through Tyler Technology.
And this is Sasha's
Yes, Sausage Contract.
Are they going to furnish her a credit card machine? We got.
I don't think they will. I think she will do it all over the computer online, and it'll be done that way. Is that, do you have any idea?
I haven't seen the agreement. I don't know.
I don't think there's anything to be, there's no reason for an attorney to come to her office anymore.
But some people will come in there and, I don't think they can.
I think it has to be. It has to be filed.
It has to be e-filed.
They don't want sealed. They want everybody to.
But if you got access to a credit card machine, somebody at some point is going to come in there and want to pay for something with a credit card.
But they won't let.
I don't think we will. It'll just be for e-filing.
Oh, just e-filing only?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's all this is here.
Well, I know that. I'm talking about if there's a credit card machine there.
I don't think there will be a machine in her office.
Because she's the one that catches the most grief.
Yeah.
There's just no two ways around it. There's no way around it.
I talked to Sasha about it. That's what she said.
I'm make a motion that court approve payment participation agreement between Clay County, Texas, Tyler Technologies, in regarding e-filing.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I, after I get through signing the whole thing, pass that down to her. We'll need copies of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Number 7.
That's the same computer, $1,600.
It's $1,600. We just need authorization for Ashley to go ahead and get it ordered.
I was gonna say, make sure it's what she likes.
Come out, what?
Equipment.
Don't get one like John's.
Make a motion, we approve the purchase of the computer for the courtroom bench.
Out of equipment purchases?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, is that just a computer? Is that the monitor and the whole world?
It's a monitor and.
It's all in one piece like mine is on my desk. It's all one.
Like a laptop.
Station.
No. Computer's mounted in the.
Everything's all mounted in the.
Yes.
In the screen.
No.
The hard drive and everything's all in the screen. And it'll be the.
Power and.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
That's what she said.
Okay.
That's what ours is.
We got a lot at home in the hospital.
But that's what she said here the other day. She said.
Okay, I didn't catch it, yeah.
And the only thing that you'll have that will be there will be a wireless keyboard and your mouse.
Mouse.
But it's all part of the same.
There's no tower anymore.
No.
Yeah, they're doing away
with
the tower. There is a tower somewhere?
Assembly.
I mean, there's.
In the.
It's just in there?
Go look at mine.
It's a monitor that's about this big.
Really?
And it's all, and you put your disk and everything all in there.
I like my tower. I got a place to put all my notes and stuff.
Don't get used to it. Don't, you're.
It's going away.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. All of them's going to that.
I was going to keep mine.
Yeah, it's really crashing.
It already has.
Yeah, there you go.
I blame it on.
Okay, number 8. Court to consider and possibly allow the county to go out for proposals for a grant rounder for the CDBG grant and or any FEMA grant. As I told you before, I don't think we're going to be eligible for the CDBG, but if we are, I wanted to be able to use the same grant rider.
And it doesn't actually cost us anything. If we get granted, the money comes out of the grant for the rider.
We will be responsible for 20% of the expenses.
But doesn't that come out of that 20% come out of the grant?
We should have.
Probably not. 80%
come out of the grant.
80% comes out of the grant. The other 20%, I feel we will have more than enough labor or trucking expenses to cover the 20%.
It's like the.
But it's just like the grant.
Pay for it first and get reimbursed.
And then get it later, yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion, we go out for proposals for a grant writer for the FEMA grant and CBDG if possible, if it's available.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain. Again.
Okay, number ten, executive session. This was Johnny that requested this. You wanna say something here?
I do. I requested the judge to put this on executive session, this number ten. According to government code section 551.074. But I am at this time pulling it off.
Okay. And I will, at Johnny's request, say 10 and 11 are off the agenda for today. Back to budget sessions. Any comments, thoughts, or desires that we have to bring up at this time?
I do. Y'all need to notify the hospital as to who's going to be doing your indigent health care for you. And I need to notify them that tomorrow is my last day so that they don't send me a payment, a direct deposit in my checking account. And y'all can write them some kind of letter letting them know either who y'all have designated that to be or designated giving it back to the hospital.
And we've got it on the agenda for Wednesday to discuss.
And you also need to designate, or you also need to let them know that they need to take me off their signature card.
When is it gonna be too late, you think?
It's whatever y'all wanna do.
Well, I mean, he says it's on the agenda for Wednesday.
They'll still owe me for 4 days, but I could care less whether I get it or not. But there is still business to be carried out in there because I got some bills today. I also had another client that became eligible for Social Security disability, so all those providers need to be notified so that the county can be reimbursed with a letter.
Oh, it's not on there?
It's another one. It's just I haven't saved all the paper yet because remember we had to refile it.
It's the third agenda.
It's the third one.
I have a third agenda?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's what?
We had to file another one for the first to put the indigent health care on.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will say this, that whoever is going to do it, the letter that I received Thursday or Friday, whenever it was, the client that came in, you only have a specific amount of time to notify those providers because they only have a specific amount of time to get their money back from Medicare. And they don't reimburse the county until they get reimbursed.
Okay. Anything else? I want to say thank you so much for getting us this far along in the budget this quick.
You're welcome. And I told Wendy, I mean, it's not that I don't want to help. It's just that I can't give her advice if I can't see it. And if I'm somewhere else, I can't answer her questions. Hopefully, she'll be able to understand from all my notes and with y'all's guidance and help, y'all get it there.
We're going to muddle through. I'm not saying it'll be.
And like I said, I hope that y'all all will help Gina get her feet settled and help her along and tell her what your needs are and what she can do for y'all and everything just continues to move, you know, smoothly.
As I've already told you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've loved coming to work for the last, December would have been 29 years.
Yeah. So. Well, you've been a lot of help to me.
Yeah. welcome, you're very welcome.
Okay, anything else that we need to discuss this morning? Do you wanna go back, talk about the hospital, anything that we discussed, or you still wanna wait till we, get the certified values in?
You should get rolling stock probably somewhere around the middle of July.
It's usually 15th to 18th, somewhere along in there.
Personally, I would just send wait till we got the rolling stock.
Okay.
What about,
What do you think, John?
The DA, do you have any feel about what?
We've done everything we can do right now.
The feel I got from Montague County, and I have not talked to Archer County, Montague County is definitely going to look till they get it to see their funding, but they were definitely not inclined to give her anything.
Not even the?
Second DA. Now, by the time they meet one more time, and if they could find the money, they may look that way.
That's what they did last year too.
I know, it's the same thing they did last year.
That's why we got caught with our money still in there, and like we said, they only bill us, because the bill comes quarterly from Montague, actual expenses. And it's the kind of the same with juvenile probation. We budget that in hopes that it doesn't go over it, but if it does, it's still our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But on a pro rata share, their juvenile board doesn't meet until usually after we've already kind of filtered through everything. And they usually try to stay within what we have all guesstimated for it to be. But there again, if we budget more than what they actually get their budget, because their budget starts in September 1st of October 1, then they only bill us quarterly actuals. So that money gets left over in our ending balance.
And the juvenile board will receive our budget from the state probably the middle of August, which is way late for us to prepare a budget and get it in here. So we just have to kind of guess. Starting the 1st of September.
That's about right.
But the one from the state is, this is your budget, not here's what you need to prepare.
That's typical.
Thank you, Linda.
We may not need that scanner either.
I have not discussed that.
Okay.
Did you ever call it again?
Yes. Our copy machine's 5 years old. Right, July 5th will be 5 years old. Okay. In talking to Drew Landrum, there is a possibility that we can upgrade our copy machine, get full scanning capacities, everything with one machine, and not be out the $800-something for that high price scanner.
I think that's what Danger and Thems does also as well. And you probably need to look at the one in the postage room as well. It's been here that long or longer too. And does, of course, it's not hooked up to anything. We never did want it to do anything except for copies. But you might get a better rate doing several of them at one time.
Yeah.
Because we pay a monthly fee on them.
Danger also has fax on it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fax and scanner in the whole nine yards. Yes.
We've got a separate fax that we use, and it has never caused any problem.
I think Danger can fax from her computer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she doesn't have to get up and feed mm-hmm. papers in her machine no. or anything. She can probably just
scan it in and fax it.
Fax it from there, which is awesome, I think.
Well, y'all be able to do that with it.
It might be about the same rate as what you're paying now, Judge.
He was busy Monday and Tuesday. He's going to call us back Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
No, he's supposed to call us back today.
Today? Okay.
Of course, that might depend on how many you get to. All that.
You can't scan with the machine you've got?
I can. Oh, with the copier?
Yeah.
No.
It won't scan?
It's got a capability. It shows that it can do it. But
same as the one in the coaches, we just don't have it connected.
Well, ours is connected to the printing where it prints, but the scanning takes another.
He said he'd have to install some kind of computer board inside.
Yeah, that's the same with that down there. It has the capabilities. We just didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an option.
Yeah, that's why we were looking at that agreement that came up in June. I said, just get one in here that does all this stuff and save the $800.
Right. And Ken, something else y'all probably need to talk about Wednesday is who's going to be taking care of the postage meter and copier. And who is going to be doing the city report that we do quarterly to the city. Those are things that I brought with me. I carried those hats with me. Y'all probably all want y'all's files that have all y'all's vehicles and titles and stuff in it.
I'll go give it to him.
I'll give them all to you, John. I give them all to you.
You pay all the bills.
Just don't give them to Richard. He'll lose them.
But other than that, all I like is my radio, and then tomorrow afternoon, I kind of showed Wendy where everything is. But she'll have to, whoever's going to do the postage meter stuff will have to have the Pitney Bowes file so that they can have access to it, so that they can fill the meter and do the updates, because there's updates that come to it. And you'll probably have to change the email address on it, so that the email address, if you're going to wear that hat. And on the city report, I don't know if y'all want to talk to Deborah and Danger about doing it, or if you want to put another hat in her office, or...
Did you say that's quarterly?
Mm-hmm. And I have the formula. It's all in the file as to how it's done.
The difference now, y'all may not know, but Ramona used to be the commissioner's secretary.
Right.
And when she took over the auditor's job,
well, I went to the county judge next. Yeah. So I kept the budget because I used to help Cheryl with the budget. And then when I became the auditor, I kept the budget and I kept the other hats. And then we did indigent health care.
And all of that stuff, like the postage machine and all that stuff, that was part of the secretary's job.
That was just part of the secretary.
Well, it used to be in my office, along with the four commissioners. It used to be in my office.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little corner office over there.
Mm-hmm. But hey, there was plenty of room.
Yeah, there was.
Okay, anything else? We're adjourned.